Have a passport. If you don't already have one, you'll need to apply for a passport in your home country a good 2 months before you intend to travel, to avoid cutting it too close. You'll need to find a local passport agency, complete an application, take fresh photos of yourself, have at least one form of ID, and pay an application fee. If you're in a hurry, you can usually expedite the application for a 2 to 3 week turnaround at an additional cost. Need a visa? American tourists are not required to have a visa for Italy if they plan to stay for less than 90 days. The US State Department provides a wealth of country-specific information for American travellers, including travel alerts and warnings, the location of the US Embassy in each country, and of course whether or not you need a visa to travel there. Just visit http://travel.state.gov/content/passports/english/country.html. Healthcare. Italy ranks among the World Health Organization's top 10 countries for quality health services. Their national health care system provides free or very low-cost health care. However, if you're not a resident and just visiting Italy, the doctors, dentists, hospitals, etc. will usually ask to be paid immediately. Visitors from other countries should purchase supplemental medical insurance, as all their expenses in Italy will not necessarily be covered by their health insurance from their home country. And when you travel, carry your health insurance information with you at all times. Many Italian doctors, especially in Rome, the capital, will speak some English, so don't fret about not being able to communicate during a health emergency. Set the date. Setting the date for your travel to Rome will have to depend on what you'd like to experience and on your budget. Book flights, hotels, and train or bus passes as far in advance as possible for better rates. Rome is always worth the visit, as it has many attractions you can enjoy in different seasons. If you can afford it, plan two separate trips, one in the warmer season and another in the off-season. That way you'll get to experience the two very different sides of Rome. The off-season is definitely during the winter months, December, January and February. The prices will be much lower, with the exception of the Christmas season, when many people travel to visit family, and you might even get lucky and enjoy some mild weather during this time. The high season starts up again in the spring. April and May are very popular months for a vacation in Rome due to the great weather. The summer, from June to September, can be quite steamy and humid. It's still a great time to visit if you enjoy participating in outdoor events, concerts, festivals, theatre performances, etc., but you're likely to be surrounded by tourists everywhere you go. In the months of October and November, you still get nice weather, but with less tourists. When kids go back to school, the streets of Rome become a lot less crowded. Pack. When planning your trip to Rome, we recommend packing only the essentials according to the season in which you'll be travelling. By far the most important thing to pack is a good pair of walking shoes, water-resistant if you're travelling in colder months, and comfortable light sandals or sneakers to walk good distances in warmer months. If you're planning on visiting the beautiful cathedrals of Rome or the Vatican, bring clothes that appropriately cover your shoulders and legs. In the colder months, bring a warm sweater, clothes that you can layer, and a rain jacket. Don't forget sunscreen, sunglasses, and a hat. As far as must-have electronics, don't forget that Europe uses 220 volts, so bring a power converter and extended battery case for your smartphone or laptop. Make copies of your travel documents and your passport and email them to yourself before your trip. That can protect you from a big headache if you should lose your documents. And don't forget your allergy pills or any other medication you use regularly. Make sure to bring enough with you and bring a note from your doctor if